and they needed to be saved. And so do we believe like they did? Or have we watered ourselves down that we might say, well, we're not the only Christians. We're Christians only, but we're not the only Christians. You ever heard that phrase? I think they thought they were the only Christians, don't you? And as you see it, would you believe that Judaizers were still in Christ? Would they have accepted the Gnostics that denied the humanity of Christ? No, they didn't do that in the first century. How dare we do any difference today? They didn't have many wings of Christianity, and that's one wing, and we're another one, and that's another wing. No, this is the kingdom of God. That's an apostate group. That's an apostate group. That's what they thought about themselves. And as you think about it, I'm asking us, have we still got that same concept about who the saints are? I attended worship at a congregation for a few years, and I saw that we weren't having enough of the kind of preaching that needed to be done. I told the elders I thought a denominational person could come to our services for 2 years and not ever learn enough to see he was lost. And one of the elders spoke up to me and he said, you know, I brought one of my denominational friends last year and another one another time, and both times the preacher who was a visiting preacher, he mentioned the name of the church that they were members of. And he was so embarrassed by that, he was afraid we were going to run off a seeker. But isn't that what we want them to know? We want them to know they're lost so they'll seek the salvation that is in Christ. Not because we're so great, but because what God has revealed in His Word is so great. And so what I'm calling on us to do is not lose our identity, but rather that we recognize who we are. We are the same kingdom of God that was there at Thessalonica when Paul established the church in that place. And he goes on down and establishes one in Berea, and he establishes one at Corinth, and one at Ephesus and other places. And he taught the same truth in all those places. And they believed about themselves the same that Thessalonica did. And if we're truly God's kingdom today, that's what we view ourselves to be as well. I hope the lesson has been useful to you. It has not been intended to be unkind in any way, but to be a historical study about what those people in the first century thought about themselves. If you're outside of Christ, you need to know that all spiritual blessings that God has for mankind are available to us in Christ Jesus. And you're going to have to come into Christ Jesus the same way that they did, to turn unto God from these false religions that were existent in their day, or the false religions that are existent in our day, to become a citizen in His kingdom, to be born of the water and to born of the Spirit. If you've not already done that, we'd like to encourage and invite you to become a Christian today, to become a child of God, subject to Jesus, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And if we can assist you, won't you come while we stand and while we sing?
Oh, do not let